This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. Whatever's on your mind, as long as it relates to Intelligent Medicine, grist for the mill on today's program. That's 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question. This hour, we're going to talk about the fish oil wars. First of all, fish oil was great. Then that was questioned. Fish oil is no good. And then fish oil made a comeback. We're going to talk about the latest study on that important subject. Also, excess vitamin B12 may be deadly. Really? So reports the New York Times. And if you're a woman, say you've been getting mammograms faithfully year in, year out, at what age can you safely stop getting mammograms? New study sheds light on that important question. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's talk to Rita in Iowa. How you doing?
Doing good. I have a question regarding my sister-in-law. She had a heart attack several months ago, and they have tried her on 3 different statins, but they all seem to really make her feel bad. And my brother said that they said she should take CoQ10, but she says it upsets her stomach.
Yeah. So, let me just chime in here. One of the problems with statins is they block the production of coenzyme Q10. And so it makes sense to take coenzyme Q10 to mitigate that effect, because CoQ10 is an energy supporting supplement. And sometimes people can feel lousy when they don't have enough CoQ10. But I got to say that that strategy is limited in reducing the side effects of statins. In my experience, there's some people just don't tolerate statins, and there's actually a genetic basis for it. There's certain genes that cause people to be very intolerant to statins, no matter which one they use. I mean, you can play around. You can switch to pravastatin or pravacol, and maybe it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier as much and doesn't affect the nervous system. Okay, but the people still have adverse effects. Sometimes really profound fatigue and muscle aches, and especially leg pain and insomnia. There's a lot of side effects potentially with statins. Not everyone. Some people, you know, it's like, what side effects? I'm not noticing anything. But coenzyme Q10 doesn't always take care of that. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And then one of the things my brother said was there. So do the statins not make her blood sticky? That was one of his understandings why they've got her on the statin.
No, it's not about that. I mean that happens to be one of the ancillary effects of statins. Not so much blood thinning, but they reduce inflammation in the arterial walls. And that may be why statins may be beneficial even, you know, in people who have relatively low cholesterol after a heart attack, because they act as kind of a super aspirin, reducing inflammation and thus preventing plaque and blood clots from developing. So, there are newer cholesterol-lowering drugs that can be employed. They also have side effects. The other thing is, you know, if she is absolutely intolerant to statins, and she may even be intolerant to red yeast rice, which is kind of a mild statin. Some people who don't do well on the statin drugs do okay on red yeast rice. It's not it's not critical to go forward in life and, you know, survive another 10, 20, 30 years and be miserable all the time. I mean, the point being is, yeah, you want to extend life, but it's not like a life and death thing. Like 100% of people on statins survive, and everybody who eschews taking statins dies of heart disease. They are somewhat effective at preventing second and third events. But, you know, if she were my patient, I would explore, you know, what are the reasons that she's at risk for cardiovascular disease? Is she overweight? Does she have a lot of inflammation? Does she have a bad ratio of cholesterol to HDL? Does she have high ApoB? Does she have elevated lipoprotein A? Is she insulin resistant? That's very common among people who are at cardiovascular risk. Is she on an abysmal diet, which is high in starches and sugars and carbs that drive that atherosclerotic process? These are some of the things that we would look at. And then there's some natural things that can be used. Lots of fish oil. You know, we're going to talk about fish oil for cardiovascular prevention. She definitely should be taking that, according to the latest studies. And also, she might take some of the supplements that are helpful for that, resveratrol, and magnesium, and, more, in the way of, anti-inflammatory nutrients. Things like bergamot, also lower cholesterol, don't affect that statin pathway that causes fatigue and aches and pains in a lot of patients. You can lower cholesterol with bergamot, which is an extract of a citrus fruit, and it also has anti-inflammatory effects just like statins. So, you know, those are some of the things that can be done here. There's a workaround, and, you know, if she's just absolutely miserable taking any kind of statin drug, I mean, game over. She just can't take statin drugs. So look for an alternative medication to lower cholesterol. Use natural strategies. There's a workaround for that. The other possibility is she may be intolerant to coenzyme Q10. She could try ubiquinol, which is a slightly different compound. She may tolerate that better. There are various forms of that. You can play around until she feels that she tolerates it. That would be good. But just taking CoQ10 alone, in my experience, doesn't always counteract or reverse statin side effects. It's some people, yeah, but the majority of people's statin side effects, coenzyme Q10 doesn't do the job, unfortunately.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, give it a shot. And, you know, I hope you being in Iowa, you know, there are nutritionally oriented physicians out there. Like myself, I mean, some people jump on a plane, take a trip, and, you know, get a consultation here in New York from yours truly. But look at the directory for the Institute for Functional Medicine, IFM, or you can look at the American Nutrition Association or ACAM. These are professional organizations of doctors and health professionals who work with people like who have problems like your sister. Using a, you know, intelligent medicine approach. That's what we do here. All right, 877-726-8255. Thanks for that great question. Let's jump right into the fish oil controversy. I remember the famous headline in Journal of the American Medical Association, "The Final Nail in the Coffin for Fish Oil." That was around 2018 or something, where they did a study, and it showed that fish oil was absolutely ineffective for cardiovascular protection. And, you know, I looked at that study then, and I said, you know, that was not the right study, because it was a big study at Brigham and Women's Hospital. They gave people either fish oil or vitamin D, and they found no protective effect against cardiovascular disease. So they said, look, the debate is over. Fish oil is ineffectual against cardiovascular disease. Well, in science, the debate is never over. You can't really shut the door on any proposition in science until it's been properly tested. What they did with these people is they gave them 1,000 milligram fish oil capsule per day, and they found that it was relatively ineffective. But then along came a pharmaceutical fish oil called Vascepa, and when they gave people four of those a day, I mean, that's ultra-concentrated fish oil, it was a drug. It's a prescription medication. It's like highly distilled, pharmacy grade fish oil for a day dramatically reduced the risk of cardiovascular disease. So the people who make Vascepa, Amarin drugs, said, okay, fish oil from the health food store, not helpful, but our product is helpful. And the fish oil, controversy was resolved in the favor of a prescription medication. So that left manufacturers of natural products kind of out in the cold because they couldn't say, well, we also are effective, because it was Amarin Pharmaceuticals who demonstrated that their synthetic product was really the bomb. Now comes a big study that looks at takers of fish oil, published in the British Medical Journal. And it wasn't, you know, necessarily pharmaceutical fish oil. It was over-the-counter fish oil. They found that, looked at a large number of people, 427,000 men and women. Nearly a third of them said they took regular fish oil supplements at the start of the study. And what they found was, over a nine-year period, fish oil supplements were associated with a 13% lower risk of death, a 16% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease, and a 7% lower risk of cardiovascular disease events such as stroke or heart attack. So they criticized that study. They said, well, you know, maybe these people are more conscientious. You know, they take fish oil, so they're probably better lifestyles. They tried to match the non-fish oil users to the fish oil users in terms of lifestyle, in terms of smoking, in terms of exercise, and all those healthy activities, good diet. And they controlled for those factors, and they still concluded that fish oil was associated with lower rates of all-cause and cardiovascular mortality and had modest benefit in terms of cardiovascular events. So there you have it. I mean, once again, the fish oil wars have been resolved in favor of fish oil supplementation by this large definitive study. And the benefits are not confined to just pharmaceutical-grade fish oil. I mean, if you want, you can have your doctor prescribe that for you. It might save some bucks, but you still might have a hefty copay. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, I was talking about the armamentarium of supplements for people who have cardiovascular disease or who are desirous of preventing cardiovascular disease. And that comprises people with high blood pressure, people who've had heart attacks or stents, people who have a strong family history of cardiovascular disease, just about anyone who is at risk. And fish oil is certainly one of the lead products that prevent cardiovascular disease. But I must hasten to add one of my favorites, and I'm adding it to people's regimen on a routine basis these days, and that is Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. It's one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health as we age. You know, nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule, which we all make in our bodies. But as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. In fact, the primary pathway through which we make nitric oxide is already only operating at 50% capacity by the time we're 40 and continues to decline over time. And this requires intervention through diet, lifestyle, or supplementation. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure, and improve overall circulation. I use it myself every day before I exercise for that extra boost in energy levels. You know, circulation is one of the limiting factors to athletic performance, particularly as you age. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend, and I prescribe it for my patients. Now, it's only available from healthcare practitioners, so to get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. Check it out. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. All right. Say you're a woman, and you've been faithfully following guidelines to get your mammograms. Randomized trials have confirmed that initiating breast cancer screening between ages 50 and 69 years and continuing it for 10 years decreases breast cancer mortality. Okay, so really there's something to that. I mean, mammograms, they're controversial because sometimes they show, you know, something of a nuisance character, which is an abnormality that's going to require consternation and more tests and biopsies. And yeah, there's radiation associated with mammograms, but the net effect of doing mammograms is protective in this age group, 50 to 69. But the authors of this recent study say no trials have studied whether or when women can safely stop screening mammography. It's an important question because an estimated 52% of women age 75 years or older undergo screening mammography in the United States. So is that futile, unnecessary, and, you know, potentially harmful? So what they did is they looked at the death rate from breast cancer, its incidence, and in women aged 70 to 74. And what they found was that there was no substantial reduction in 8-year breast cancer mortality with annual breast cancer screening past age 75 compared with simply stopping screening. So the exceptions would be if you had suspicious changes, if you've had breast cancer, okay, you're going to need screening. But routine screening for women over 75 is a waste of money, could create unnecessary consternation, and exposes women to radiation, which is not an inconsiderable risk. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farms liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. A couple of weeks ago, a New York Times headline screamed, excess vitamin B12 may be deadly. What's the truth of the matter? We'll tackle that momentarily. But first, let's take a call. Let's hear about one of those questions.
Hello, this is Forrest from Colorado. I have a question whether a hot bath with minerals and herbs can replace the sauna in terms of a lower cost cleansing of the skin through the pores. And using a washcloth when you're done to remove all the sweat that supposedly is occurring in the bath. Thank you for your assistance.
Okay. Well, you know, it's an interesting question because the idea of using saunas as a detox method comes from a controversial guy, L. Ron Hubbard. Does that name resonate for you? Well, that's the founder of Scientology. Who had a lot of ideas, some of which may be a little way out, but some which may actually be practical and a way to get our bodies to detoxify from all the chemicals that we're exposed to. And so popular was this notion that around 2002, right in the aftermath of 9/11, that a facility was opened up in downtown Manhattan where Ground Zero workers could go and spend time in a sauna and detoxify. And then they did a study that showed that literally there were chemicals that were exuding from their pores. And this became the basis of the recommendation that people should undertake saunas for detoxification. And now people sauna. They also use infrared sauna. And your question is, can you use a hot bath to achieve similar results? And the answer is, it hasn't really been studied scientifically. We don't know if they're the same benefits. I mean, after all, when you're underwater, will the chemicals also exude from your pores into the bathwater and be conducted away from your body? That's not been properly studied, but there are some other benefits to a sauna and to heat treatments in general. And I have to say that when, you know, say I have a cold or flu or something, I don't feel like working out, I'll go into the sauna, and I literally would get a workout because I'll wear my watch. My Apple Watch that gives me my pulse rate, and my pulse rate can go up, you know, much as in a bout of exercise. I go up, you know, 70, 80, 90, up to 100 if I stay in there for a long time. And that's actually one of the reasons why people who have heart conditions and cardiovascular conditions where they should limit their pulse acceleration, you know, they have to be a little cautious about exercise. They shouldn't spend time in very hot jacuzzi baths or in saunas. And also, when you take medications, you know, blood pressure medications, it limits your ability to sweat. So that could put the damper on heat treatments for people with, you know, very severe cardiovascular problems. You got a mild heart condition that's under control, then fine, you know. Go ahead and do it. But there's an article that's actually just out this month, a couple of days ago. It's out of Germany. Study, a session in the sauna works out the heart just as much as exercise. Very cool. The study was conducted by researchers at Martin Luther University in Halle-Wittenberg in collaboration with researchers at the Medical Center in Berlin. It shows that a short sauna session causes an increase in heart rate and blood pressure that's comparable to the increase seen from a brief moderate intensity workout, which is kind of like my observation is that, yeah, you know, get my pulse rate up to 90 or 95. That's not where I'm at when I'm going full tilt on a bicycle or in a pool or, you know, running. But it's a bit of a workout, and for some people, it might actually stimulate the heart. And there's some studies that suggest that saunas are good for blood pressure. Saunas may be preventive against strokes. That study came out in 2018. There are actually studies that tie sauna and heat treatment to a reduction in cardiovascular risk. Equivalent to exercise. So for some people, maybe, you know, they're not even candidates for exercise. They're deconditioned. Getting into the sauna and getting a heat treatment can be a reasonable facsimile. It's not clear if that's the same situation with a bath, but there may be some additional. But it hasn't been studied. The answer is, bottom line, it hasn't really been studied. I thank you for that question. 877-726-8255. Okay. This question blindsided me during last week's program. Somebody called up and said, there's an article that says that vitamin B12 may be harmful. So I looked it up, and it was based on a study in Journal of the American Medical Association. The headline, and this is an example of journalistic malpractice, big time. The study is entitled, Excess Vitamin B12 May Be Deadly. So the millions of readers of the New York Times are now under the impression that they should stop taking vitamin B12 and that it's harmful based on scant information in the study. And I actually looked at the study. Researchers in the Netherlands measured B12 levels in 5,500 generally healthy men and women, average age 54. They then followed them for an average of 8 years. Now, here's the key. None of them were taking supplements. So the levels of B12 that they had were related to either dietary intake or perhaps, and this is, I think, really what's happening, and they speculate in the article that this may be why there is a higher risk associated with high blood levels of vitamin B12 when you're not taking B12, that it may have something to do with the liver, or the kidneys, or the way that people metabolize B12. And if you are sick, levels may build up, and it's not that the B12 is harmful, it's just that it's a sign that you've got some underlying health problem that causes your B12 to appear to be high. So there really is nothing to it. The researchers caution, although the Times doesn't disclose that until like paragraph 9. Our finding was only an association and could not prove causation. This is one of the chief features of scientific illiteracy is when you confuse correlation with causation. It's one of the major sources of error in scientific research and in reporting of scientific data. It's just because there's an association doesn't mean that the B12 was the culprit here, especially in view of the fact that these people weren't even taking supplements. So go figure why the Times headline writer decided to poison the well for many people taking vitamin B12. B12 is so important for neuroprotection, for cardiovascular protection, and for so many functions in the body. And so many people, especially the elderly or people taking acid-blocking medication, people taking metformin. There are certain medications that deplete vitamin B12. They may be suffering from B12 deficiency, and that may impair especially their energy and mental performance. That's why so many people feel so good when they get start taking vitamin B12 or get a B12 shot, the proverbial Dr. Feelgood shot in the arm. All right, let's take a call, 877-726-8255. We've got Margaret in New York. Margarete.
Oh, hi. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. It's so nice to speak to you.
My pleasure.
My husband had pneumonia in September,
And that probably wasn't a coronavirus pneumonia, right?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
So and ordinary then, people can get pneumonia. People have gotten pneumonia, died of pneumonia long before this scary epidemic, okay? It's a kind of a ubiquitous feature of life.
Absolutely. And then, unfortunately, he had another upper respiratory infection in December.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still feeling out of breath. And I was just wondering if there is some nutritional support that you could recommend to try to get his lungs back in order?
Yeah, I don't know precisely what's going on with him. He may have the aftermath of pneumonia, which is you get airway constriction that is kind of akin to asthma. And, you know, if indeed he has, you know, post-infectious airway inflammation, which is asthma-like, you know, things that help, magnesium, fish oil has anti-inflammatory effects. He may also want to take some sort of natural anti-inflammatory like curcumin. You know, if his immunity is low, he can begin taking things like oregano or HCC, higher doses of vitamin C. Certainly vitamin D may be helpful. It's been shown to be helpful in asthma. These are some of the things that might help to mitigate that. I mean, just taking a kind of inhaler, some kind of spray?
Yes, he takes the albuterol.
Albuterol. Okay, so albuterol opens the lungs and is not too harmful or dangerous. You know, this is something that should subside over time. I mean, unless the lung damage is so severe that it creates a chronic inflammation like COPD. You know, people who've had chronic bronchitis, they get COPD sometimes with or without smoking, which is the more common route towards emphysema. But, you know, just these anti-inflammatory supplements can be helpful. Another one that I'm beginning to look at is black cumin oil. Nigella is the botanical name, and that seems to be helpful for certain lung ailments. I believe that you can get that from Future Farm. That's a good brand for the black it's called black seed sometimes. It's black cumin that is helpful for lung ailments.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all this information.
Great. Give it a shot. Hope he feels better. Check back with us and let us know. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for the remainder of the program. Also, you can record a question even after we're off the air. This is Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A little more on black cumin. I have here a study on the botanical name for it is Nigella sativa, also sometimes referred to as black seed. And the problem with black cumin is that its benefits are so extensive that it's a little hard to pin it down. So it has a panacea-like effect, very effective according to studies against various illnesses, including different chronic illnesses, neurological and mental illnesses, cardiovascular disorders, cancer, diabetes, inflammatory conditions, and infertility, as well as various infectious diseases due to bacterial, fungal, parasitic, and viral infections. So that could put it front and center in our battle against coronavirus, although, again, it needs to be vetted and scientifically validated. The benefits can largely be ascribed to its main active constituent, thymoquinone, which has antimicrobial effects, anti-inflammatory effects, and circulatory benefits. So consider that in your armamentarium of treatments, especially for respiratory conditions. That's where I'm using it a lot, in asthma, in COPD, but there may be more pervasive cardiovascular and neurological benefits as well, and with a very, very low side effect profile. You'll see it, I think, more and more in supplement stores. Do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Well, let me tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness. It's well worth your attention. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It works on the mitochondria. And it's available in a comprehensive supplement called ProPax, which is a packet that's a complete vitamin and mineral formula along with omega-3s. And let's say you're already hooked on your favorite multivitamin and or fish oil, and you just want NT Factor alone. Well, there's Healthy Aging. That's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I don't go a day without taking my NT Factor. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose now. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or check out their new website. They're very proud of their new website design. It's very user-friendly, and it's got a lot of information. Go to ntfactor.com, ntfactor.com. All right, this item is quite fascinating because having sleep problems, or if you're having sleep problems, consider a prebiotic. Not so much a probiotic. Most people are familiar with probiotics. They're friendly bacteria that you get from probiotic supplements or fermented foods like yogurt and sauerkraut, provided they're not pasteurized. They have to be live. But more recently, scientists have taken an interest in prebiotics because they help foster the growth of beneficial bacteria within your gastrointestinal tract. They're what the good bacteria subsist on. And many fibrous foods like leeks, artichokes, onions, and certain whole grains are rich in prebiotics. Jerusalem artichokes, for example, are a rich source of prebiotics. Acacia, as a supplement available in sort of a powder form, is a good prebiotic. The latest application is for insomnia, believe it or not. New research suggests that this type of fiber is not just there to bulk up the stool, according to Robert Thompson. He's a postdoc researcher and author of the study. It's feeding the bugs that live in our gut and creating a symbiotic relationship with us that has powerful effects on our brain and behavior. There's also information that suggests that mood is regulated via the microbiome. This research was done on experimental animals, but they found that experimental animals given prebiotics had lower levels of stress, more restorative time in REM sleep, and after stress, they were able to recover more quickly after being fed prebiotic fiber. So, you know, interesting study. Armed with this information, they say we might be able to develop a targeted therapeutic that boosts the molecules that buffer against stress and tamps down the ones that seem to disrupt sleep, based on administration of prebiotics. Pretty cool. When it comes to allergies and asthma, breastfeeding has been controversial. Some studies say, nah, breastfeeding doesn't make a difference. But the latest study, big study, suggests that exclusive breastfeeding for the first 3 months of life was indeed linked with a lower risk of respiratory allergies and asthma when children reached 6 years of age. So 23% lower risk of respiratory allergies, 34% lower risk of asthma in kids who are breastfed for at least 3 months. Well, thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and make sure you check out our website at drhoffman.com to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Download all our content there. Download podcasts. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. And have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.